know you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble here with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. The Gribbs and I have both been on a little bit of vacation. Happy to be back in the mix here today. Gribbs, how you been doing, man?
It feels strange being back in this building. It's been about like 17 days for me. You know, it was a much needed vacation, kind of split between moving into a new house and everything like that. So it was nonstop on my vacation. So I don't feel like rested or anything like that, but I'm good to go and ready for kind of the long stretch here that we've got going forward all the way to about, you know, end of December, early January or whatever, however long it goes.
Yes. Did you get out of town at all?
Yeah. You know, this past week was a bit of a road trip. I think for some reason I thought I was 18 instead of 29. I went to DC.
Nice.
Philadelphia, Boston, and then Cape Cod all in 1 week.
Driving. Wow.
And then did the Cape Cod to Cleveland drive yesterday. Got back at about 4:30 in the afternoon.
All right.
Logged a lot of miles on the
newest, yeah, no question
newest
about
car,
it.
Saw a lot of the country, but no, I mean it was.
What was your favorite of the city?
It was the first time I'd ever been to Boston, so I was really excited to be there. Went to Fenway on Friday, saw Yankees Red Sox. I saw A-Rod hit a home run in the first inning, which it was just like, since I have no rooting interest for either of the team, I just found the humor in that situation.
Uh-huh.
You know, Fenway was awesome, so that was a great part of it. I'd never been to Cape Cod either, and I was like just kind of blown away by that whole scene. I never knew Cape Cod was like big.
Uh-huh.
Like I always had this impression it was like some kind of island, but my friend lives there, and he still has to drive 45 minutes to work, and he lives in Cape Cod. So you can, I didn't think it was possible to go anywhere in 45 minutes in Cape Cod, but it's really big. Like I feel really dumb saying that, but it's like I never looked at a map before until I went out there, and it was,
yeah, I've never
it's
been.
This massive area that is pretty awesome. So it was very like Kennedy's vacation for me, being in D.C. and then Boston and then Cape Cod. It was really good.
Yeah, very good. It's good to have you back here. Obviously, still quiet in Berea and will be so for probably another 2 weeks before training camp kicks off here with the Browns getting ready for the 2015 season. I was in Vegas last week, had a great time. I'm still recovering, I think. 5 nights, 6 days, probably too many. The last day,
no one goes to Vegas for that long except Las Vegas residents. Like, how did that get planned?
I just needed to get out of town, and so I went out there, and then part of it was kind of like a vacation at the beginning, and then I met up with my good friend, Agent to the Stars, Andy Sims, and he brings his players out every year, so the second half it was with them. Thaddeus Lewis is one of his clients who was out there, so I got to spend a lot of time with Thaddeus Lewis, who's a great guy, by the way, and I'm certainly rooting for him and had a great time kind of talking with him. And, you know, we talk about training camp and all the battles, and right now, you know, we're doing the position previews on the Browns huddle, and today's they'll post a video that I did about the defensive line. And Thaddeus Lewis was saying, he's been around the league. He said the competition to make this roster at so many positions is the toughest that he's ever seen. We talked a lot about the defensive line, talked about cornerback, talked about receiver. He talked about quarterback, even running back. Just saying that this team, you don't think of it yet, but it is deep. And he said this training camp is going to be pretty an intense battle, more intense than he's used to seeing.
Usually at this time of year, you get an idea on like some obvious subtractions from the roster, but that's just not happening at this time, especially as you said, at those hot button positions like wide receiver. Defensive back too, to me is really interesting, because there's guys here where you might want to maybe stash them on the practice squad, but you're probably not going to be able to keep them there. So that's
going to be very
going to make it's almost like you're wasting your time putting them on the practice squad. So I'll be interested. I mean, this is going to be a storyline that goes on for months, and it's this is a good time to kind of get even more in depth with these positions before these guys even get back.
And, you know, and let me just go back to Vegas quickly, but we'll get into the Browns. We can take all your Browns questions, 216-578-0850. This is the time of the year where you can really dive into whatever you want here on this show as it relates to your Browns or sports in general. We can talk about that because there's some stories from around the NFL we'll get into. I just want to go back to it. I want to thank everybody who gave me some tips on Vegas. Secret Pizza was great. and also went to the Chandelier Bar and got the they have a drink where you eat this flower and it makes your mouth feel like you had Pop Rocks. If you ever had Pop Rocks,
yeah.
It's called like a Buzz Button flower. You have that, and it's a secret drink. It's not on the menu anymore. And let me just say, it was awesome. And the people that I was with, when they had it, their eyes bugged out of their head. It was just a crazy sensation experience. And it made a drink that tasted originally like a ginger martini when you first had sip of, or ginger margarita. Tastes like a sweet tart after you have this plant.
Interesting. Where is this at again?
It's in the Chandelier in Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Which is a cool spot.
I don't even know if that was there the last time I went to Vegas. So
the Vegas, Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, Vegas like changes like every
It's been a while. It's been there for a while.
It all blends together when you're over there. I mean, the new places in Vegas always just kind of blow me away. I was there when Aria was getting built. I mean, that place is just like
massive.
Out of this world. And they make these other places that have been there about 15 years look outdated in a hurry.
I still love Caesars, so I did some time at Caesars, which is so Vegas to me, and I had a good time there. Fortunately, the gambling gods were kind to me and was able to walk out of there with a little bit of Vegas's money and had some great meals. Andrea's, however you're supposed to say it, at Encore is a must go to. I think it's better than Nobu in terms of that Asian fusion sushi. It was literally one of the greatest meals of my life. Unbelievable.
#Hashashagogo, you ever heard of that place?
No.
Breakfast place in Vegas?
I had breakfast. Who's up for breakfast?
I think it's like breakfast all day.
I'm sure
but it must be. They make like chicken and waffles, like towers that like go from the plate to your face. Like if you need to eat like four meals in one, that's your stuff.
That's a place to go.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of meals in one many times. I was certainly, I did not get cheated at the chow line in Vegas.
This was an immediate go to the salad bar day at the Browns office for me. I mean, that's just on vacation. You just are just eating nonstop. It's even if you try to like eat well on vacation, it's not possible.
No, it's not. And especially when the food, like in Vegas, everything is so good and it's all right there. And then you're drinking, doing day drinking. That's what I found at my tender age of 37. Now that I've turned 37 over the weekend, July 4th, day drinking takes a lot out of me. I need to nap after following a day drinking session and then go ahead and get after it. Good time there. Loved it. Good to be back. And again, we're talking Browns. 216-578-0850. It's Nathan Zgura, Andrew Gribble in for Matt Wilhelm, who's on vacation. Then I'll be off next week. Matt will be back. And then we'll get rolling once we get into training camp. Back to normalcy here. We're going to talk about the San Diego Superchargers, the Browns' opponent. We'll again preview them a little bit. Also, we've got a lot of great content on the website we can talk about. And, of course, the biggest story that's gotten the most traction has really been that the NFL Network was talking about what the Browns are doing and how they're building everything and saying basically Mike Pett and Ray Farmer stay the course, building it the right way, trying to get tough and nasty on defense in a tough and nasty division.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get that outside voice because, you know, we hear everyone here talk about Browns kind of every day, all day, and you kind of hear the same things over and over again. But when you get that outside perspective that's kind of repeating what the stuff we've been saying, that kind of gets some affirmation on maybe what's happening inside this building here.
And right now, just go throw in a tweet from our guy P. Myers Golf. He says, looking at the Browns' DVOA for offensive rushing, the loss of Mac can't be the only reason for being ranked 26. How will they fix it? I think it had to do a lot with Mac because they were over 100 yards in four of the five games with them, over 4 yards a carry. And then after that, it kind of fell off of a cliff. But I also think it had to do with a lack of a passing game last year. And when the passing game went away and teams said, we're just going to take away the run, the Browns couldn't beat them. So while they didn't go out and draft a superstar wide receiver, the Browns feel, and in talking to Thaddeus Lewis, and he certainly feels, the receivers here are now very, very solid because you add in Dwayne Bowe, Hartline, Hawkins, Gabriel, who's been the best receiver in the offseason thus far. It's better. Last year, you end the season with kind of Miles Austin, Hawkins as your number two, and you weren't even sure who your number three was. So at least you have the top of your receiver kind of hierarchy set out. So I do think they will be in better shape there.
Yeah, it's more of a situation where you feel better now in the event of a couple guys getting hurt. If that situation arises, you have the depth there to maybe compensate. You have the plan in place right now. It's kind of like what you just said, like that you could make the lineup right now with these wide receivers and you wonder who's going to be that fifth guy, where at this time last year guys you were penciling into that lineup hadn't even really practiced all that much. You hadn't even seen them on the field. I mean, we got to see a lot of Dwayne Bowe, a lot of Brian Hartline, all throughout OTAs and mini camp and everything like that. And they look like just solid NFL receivers. And then this will allow you to kind of work these guys like Gabriel in spots, or let Gabriel earn these snaps, earn these reps, which is what he's appeared to do over the last couple months.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult to keep him off of the field. One other thing I wanted to talk about as well is this. There's a rumor going around that Danny Shelton injured his knee and is going to be out for the year. I've seen it kind of making the rounds on Twitter, and I've actually even been texted about it. I can tell you from talking to team sources, that is absolutely not true. Danny Shelton does not have an injury. He participated every day in minicamp, which is what that story misses. He was not there for much of the OTAs because of his schoolwork, but came back and was there. In my mind, he did not. This is just a rumor, and it is completely false. Again, I can say, talking to sources here with the Cleveland Browns from the very, very top, there is no truth to the rumor that Danny Shelton has any kind of an injury. So we can just take that off, and we'll talk about that defensive line where Danny Shelton is so, so crowded. You're almost going to need at some point an injury, or else there are going to have to be tough decisions in terms of cuts or trades.
It got to the point in OTAs and camp, especially OTAs, because Danny Shelton wasn't there, where it's like you didn't forget that he's on the team, but you looked at this defensive line without him, and you're wondering who's gonna be playing, and then all of a sudden you throw him back in there, and then it just gets really crowded. I mean, that's where it got interesting, where those 3 days where we saw Shelton out there, we saw a couple times where they put both him and Kitch out there together.
The beef.
I mean, that's just like 650 combined pounds right in the middle of your defensive line, and it just opens so many more possibilities to have depth at this position. And I got asked a question for a mailbag that I'm putting out this week, just wondering if there is such a thing as too much depth, where you worry about guys not being in rhythm. And I don't think that is a problem on the defensive line. Just
no,
because
get after
you need as these guys need as much. You want them as fresh as possible. You want them 100%. And you know, whenever there's a knock on a defensive lineman or a defensive tackle, it seems to stem with guys that are taking plays off. And that's where you want to get to the point where you can avoid any reason why these guys would have to take plays off, because they're going to be fresh out there.
And that's part of the rotation that they want to get after. They want to have guys, as you said, fresh, be able to come in and know that on every snap you don't have to hold anything back, nothing in reserve. And that's what I think they're trying to do. 216-578-0850. That is certainly the number to call us up, and we'll get on board and appreciate the shout-out from our guy, Jim West. Yes, we're going to tell you, Danny Shelton again, and we'll say it a couple times throughout the show, is not injured. That story, that rumor is 100% false. He is going to be ready to go when the Browns open up training camp, provided that nothing happens in a personal workout between now and then. But as far as being injured here at minicamp and being currently injured, not true. His knees, nothing happened. So I don't know where that story even came from, but it is not true. When we come back, we're going to talk some things about the NFL. Dez Bryant making a strong statement today to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll tell you about Johnny Manziel's autograph session down in College Station. But really want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.